once again, it's our time with Father Wood. Father Joseph Wood, gracious enough to spend a few minutes with us during his vacation. And I told him we wouldn't take a whole lot of his time because he's actually in transit driving today. And so, Father Wood, thank you for being on and welcome to your morning tradition once again.
Thanks for having me again.
This is going to be kind of interesting. So how old is that minivan? Sounds like it's falling apart.
I think the van's probably about 10 years old.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's not too bad. Well, let's...
But it's a Colorado van, so...
That means that's
got some character.
Lots of duct tape. So, Father, if we're going to launch right into it because I want to take a lot of your time. We were talking yesterday off the air about levity, which is kind of comedy and lightening the mood and stuff, right?
That's right, levity. So levity is the Latin word that means lightness, something that's levis. A persona levis would be a light person. And, of course, when it comes to humor, that's light. So we call humor levity.
Okay.
People are engaging in levity. But it can also mean gentle.
Levity. So gentle, so you could say the mother handled her child with levity?
You can say, so for example, the way a mother acts with her child could be called leviter or levis.
Oh, okay.
She acts in a gentle way with her baby. The Latin word for light and gentle are the same there.
I like that. And this is where we get levitate, isn't it? Levitate, right?
Yep. Levitate, too, because the idea behind levitation exactly is that a person is so light that they're lighter than air, and they start going up into the air because they're lighter than the air.
Right. And the air in Colorado is actually quite thin compared to everywhere else.
That's right. Colorado probably has the aer levissima, the lightest air.
Ooh. So how do we break that down? The itty at the end of lev, levity, Levi's not in there.
Yeah, one of the patriarchs was Levi.
Yeah, right. But lev itty, the itty part meaning what? The I-T-Y.
So that turns an adjective into an abstract noun. So levis means light. You could talk about aer levis, light air. But then levitas is the lightness of the air.
Oh, and then levity, okay.
And so, for example, verus means true, but veritas means truth. The etos turns it into an abstract noun, so then we have our verity in English from veritas, which means truth.
I love it. So I was thinking also, you mentioned yesterday with levity, and then we were saying brevity. And they're related somehow?
Yes. Brevis means short. So, and brevitas or brevity means shortness.
Okay, yeah, shortness.
And I guess one of the most interesting points there probably is that the Romans were famous for having, in battle they would use a sword that was shorter than what other nations used. And the Romans called it the gladius brevis, the short sword. And the whole battle tactic there was to get so close to your enemy that his long sword wouldn't do him any good. And then you would just take your dagger, basically, and work with him at close range, and he wasn't able to do much about it. That was the gladius brevis.
Oh, that's neat.
I love that. And a gladius, that goes to gladiator, doesn't it?
Yep. So a gladius is a sword, and a gladiator is a man who makes his living by fighting in the arena with his sword.
And getting back to levity, meaning sort of a comedy, and if I'm happy and laughing, then I'm glad, has nothing to do with gladiator, I bet, does it?
Absolutely nothing.
All right. But you see how I wove it all together in my head.
Well, no, that's good. I think trying to make the connections there is the beginning of the thing, and then... As you know more about the different root languages, you start sorting it all out.
Yes. Well, we're going to, Father, be brevity. We're going to be brief with you and exercise brevity since you're on vacation and you're enjoying your mountain drive. Are you just riding along some old mining road or something right now? What are you doing?
Oh, sorry, I think I was losing you.
Oh, see? You're on a mountain road. There's Watch out, there's a bear.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. One more time?
No, we're going to cut you loose because I know you're riding up into the mountains of Colorado. We're going to let you go.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yeah, you're losing touch with me, so it's probably time to let me go.
Yeah, Father, We appreciate your efforts here, and thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your vacation. And
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right,
you're welcome.
Take care. Say hi to Bigfoot.
I'll say hi to him if I see him. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye. Oh, what a day this has been.
Absolutely.
Welcome to your weekend, just about. We're going to take this break. Thank you again to Father Wood. And we're going to get back here and close up the day into Friday, into your weekend, and enjoy the weekend and try and get caught up ourselves.
Absolutely. We need to do that.
It's been a hectic week. Remember, tonight, Mrs. Weigel reads the next chapter of Angel City. And we're going to come back. Oh, I know what I wanted to cover.
What?
There is, get me, another list. This is the list called Things Chivalrous Gentlemen Do.
Ooh.
We have, even in the, I know it's hard to believe, but even in Catholic circles, traditional Catholic circles, we have dropped the ball on chivalry.
You think?
It was glaringly obvious to me.
Okay.
About this time last week. And so there's a list of things that they came up with. Besides holding the door, there's other stuff. It's on the way next.
Okay.
Mike and Lisa Austin, it's your morning tradition. We'll wrap up next. Good morning. Welcome to Magnificat Radio on MagnificatMedia.com. Living our faith. And welcome back to Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. Mike and Lisa Austin here to wrap up a Friday morning and a... it's been a busy week around here, the Austin family compound.
Very busy.
Yeah.
It's like the way it is right now.
And Monday we get to take Joseph to boys camp.
Oh, that's going to be so fun.
It's Don Bosco boys camp up in northern, is that officially northern or middle part of Wisconsin? I think it's more middle.
Middle Wisconsin. East.
From here it's up north.
Yep.
And
Waupaca.
Yeah. What is that lake that they're on?
Lake Waupaca, maybe?
Maybe? I don't know. We should probably know that as the parents. I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway, he's looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's that time of year, Mom and Dad. It's summer camp time. I know the girls just got back from, not our girls, but they had the girls camp over in Minnesota. Briarville.
Actually, there's a lot of girls camps all over the country, but the one that we know of is up in Minnesota.
Perhaps we do a show maybe next week. On all the different camps.
On all the girl camps.
See if we can, I thought when we dropped Joseph off.
Yeah, we can go to boys
camps. Well, yeah, well, when we drop Joseph off, we can see if Father Mackin is available, although it's busy, busy time. You got hundreds of boys. What do they get, 175 boys?
There's a lot.
Yeah. If you have a son going to boys camp, here's one of our goals here at Magnificat Media. If we can get, things rolling well,
mm-hmm.
We would like to provide food for the boys. They're well taken care of. I hear that the first night is lasagna night. Okay.
Yeah.
I said during archery that what they ought to do is teach them to hunt their own food.
There you go.
Kill it and eat it. If you can't get it with the archery, you not only get a low score in archery, but you starve. This is reality, people. No, maybe not. So the summer camps are coming up. And our young boys at the boys' camps anyway, and the girls are learning to be young ladies from the sisters.
Yes.
And the boys hanging out with young boys, hiking.
All the testosterone.
Yeah, well, playing the Dodge football video every year, the Dodge ball video every year.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. They really do that well with it.
Yeah, they do.
Put the video together. So what I'm saying is teaching our young men to be young men. And to...
our ladies to be young ladies.
And young ladies to be young ladies. Which is, here's a side note. I'm just going to touch on it real quick.
What?
I have friends who do this. I was asked to participate in this thing. I'm not even going to say the name of it. It's a fundraiser to, quote-unquote, raise awareness of domestic abuse, domestic violence. Okay, I get that. I think we're all aware that it exists. So I don't know about raising awareness to bring it to the forefront and for discussion, I think is what they're talking about.
Okay.
But what happens is guys go and raise money.
They get pledges, and then they walk down the street in women's high heels. It's called walking.
Oh.
You know where they walk in the... You
yes,
know, so you that
walk
you
in my shoes.
Feel what it what it's like
yes.
and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why are we making our men dress like women to, quote, raise awareness and that? I get that it's a funny gimmick. And they raised a lot of money doing this stuff. I think it's a nationwide effort. I don't know. But I said, why don't we, first of all, teach our young men to be good men? Then we wouldn't have to worry so much about that. So anyway, with that in mind, I found this list. I thought it was kind of entertaining. Things that chivalrous true gentlemen do. You'll get a kick out of some of these. Offering a jacket. You don't see that too often.
No, you don't.
Although it's in the summertime, it's not really all that cold right now, but yeah, offering a jacket. Getting the car when it's raining. Okay, I'm guilty. I haven't done that. Basically, I'm like, all right, get in the car. But it's raining. Yep, let's get in.
Yeah.
I should. I've seen your dad do this. Okay, you guys stay here under the restaurant awning. I'm going to go get the car.
Yeah, that's nice.
I've seen your dad do that. Which is, there you go. That's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Example.
Right.
Gentlemen.
And Father Novak,
I'm getting to that.
Oh, sorry.
You skip ahead of me.
Oh, okay. You're in the driver's seat. Go right ahead.
We have a little story. Let's see. I'm trying to find the one that's not really so worldly and stuff. Because some of these are real worldly. Like, let's see. Well, okay. Here you go.
What?
Well, we'll just go with the Father Novak. Father Novak on vacation as well. And stopped by because he was on his way through from Chicago. Coming through his raining, he calls us, hey, you guys want some company? He stopped by. God love him. And we are so blessed that he was able to stick around for the night. Because
we had really bad storms.
We're having bad storms, and he got to stay here and refresh himself, and we were honored with Father Novak's presence. And what a blessing and an honor. And he's just fun to be around.
He is.
Father Novak. So, we're going out. We're going to run to a little restaurant to grab something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And
our garage door doesn't go down all the time. And I always have to get out of the car and go inside and get the door down and walk out the other side door.
Well, because I'm busy starting the car.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Getting the car going. Okay, so here we are. We're sitting there. And
the garage door won't go down.
Father was going to follow us in his car because he's leaving from the restaurant to go back to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Well, the garage door won't go down. Lisa jumps out of the car, and Father's looking like, okay, what's going on?
I know.
Are we not leaving now? And so Father gets out. Well, first of all, when you just came out, right? You just came out of the
garage.
He
was waiting for me.
He waited for you, and he went over and he opened Lisa's car door.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And then he said to our son, Joseph, this is your job.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, yeah, it's kind of my job too. That's kind of my job too. And then, the garage door being broken, which it's beyond my expertise to fix the thing. It's like spring timing chain thing. So anyway, Lisa gets out and is like, oh, the garage door won't close. Well, Father's already in his car, air conditioning running. It's 90 million degrees outside and he's waiting. We're going to go eat some happiness. And I think we're going for ice cream. So Lisa gets out and runs in because she's got to push the garage door button and hold it in the inside so it goes all the way down and then come out the side door.
Yeah.
So Father's looking like, do you just go out? You just came out. Now you're coming out. So he gets out of his car and opens the door again and holds it for Lisa again. And it was a glaring example of chivalry.
Yeah.
And example for both my son and I. And I've said to Joseph, we need to work on something as simple as even standing up when a lady comes in the room.
That's right.
Or when mother or one of your sisters gets up from the dinner table, you know, oh, I got to get the ketchup or whatever. We stand up.
Right. Even Father Asher talked about that when he was here one day. He
really?
Talked about that. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think you were working. We were all having breakfast. But he gave an example of a man that his wife dropped something, and he was in the middle of a conversation, got up from his seat, And he anticipated, he was, because he was watching his wife, and he knew that it was falling, and he left and leapt and got to her side and got whatever was supposed to fall, picked it up for her, and gave it to her.
We're talking about chivalry here, and we're ending on a little lighter note, I guess. We had some levity with Father Wood, and now this is really, it's kind of a serious thing, though, because it starts with these little things. These little, open the door for the lady. Stand up when she gets up. Hold her coat for her when she puts it on.
Right. It does a lot of things for mannerisms, not only for the men, but for the ladies, and it's different for both.
Right.
And I think if we practice that a little bit more, maybe our femininity will come out a little bit more, and maybe your masculinity would come out more.
Well, yeah, if we all lived our roles properly.
Yeah, I think that's what their point was.
I remember you said Father Asher. I know we're running short on time, but I always bring this up as well. And another thing I'm guilty of.
What?
Hands in the pockets.
Oh.
So we're standing in the hallway after Mass, and Father Asher was our priest that day. He was our visiting, you know, because we get different ones in Madison. And I'm talking to a bunch of the guys just in the hallway there. And he comes walking up behind me, and he says, Mr. Austin, what kind of example are you setting for these young boys? And he did it with a grin. I do want to say that. He was grinning.
Mm-hmm.
But I took his point. He said, Mr. Austin, what kind of example are you setting for these young boys around here with your hands in your pockets? Get them out of your pockets. And I did.
Well, of course
I'm going,
you
yes,
would.
Sir. You know, and it was one of those things where it hits you in the head. You go, yeah, I guess he's kind of right.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, chivalry. And I just thought this was an interesting little thing, and offering a jacket, getting out of the car and opening the door and going and getting the car.
You know what? I even think with that little action, it would probably promote a little more deeper of love for each other, love and respect.
Well, that's it right there. Love and respect. Love and marriage, love and marriage. Da, da, da. Do you want me to sing to you?
No, thank
okay.
you.
Maybe that would promote a little more love and respect if you let me sing to you.
When I say, let you do a lot of things.
I know I can do. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure, and I think we should get together and do it again. I hope you let us do that.
Yeah.
Join us again. Happy weekend, and enjoy your weekend. Have
yeah,
a holy
God bless your weekend.
God bless your weekend. Have a holy Sunday, and enjoy yourselves. I have got to make this longer. I love this
you
music.
Do.
Okay, go backwards again. There you go. I could do that all day.
No, that's okay. That you gets know, annoying.
Oh, is it? Okay, sorry. That's not chivalrous.
No.
Being the annoying husband.
Childish.
Sorry. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Remember, if you're hearing this in the afternoon, you won't hear it again. But if you're hearing it in the morning, you'll hear it again in the afternoon.
Yes.
See you later. Magnificat Radio at magnificatmedia.com. Your morning tradition.
Living our faith.
Yes, we are.